isn't he, saying? But Alice of Trust and homeless campaigner for more years than we can remember between us, Alice, at this stage. But Alice, you've latched on to the homeless, the way they preyed on the homeless. Why do you think that was so shocking?
Well, Joe, it was absolutely shocking. I think here you had two well-educated people in a position of power, and they're using the PPS numbers of people who are homeless. Now, for the people who are homeless, well, for everyone, we all have our PPS number. Mm-hmm. But for people who are homeless, many of them, it's the only possession they have. And the other thing, too, is for many of them to get even a basic service, they have to produce their PPS number.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Well, yeah, well, and we, people are very surprised when they come in to us, because we do ask people, you know, and particularly now with COVID, well, we've always asked people for their name and where they've come from and where they slept the previous night, to make sure that we can just meet their needs. And they're very surprised when we don't ask them for their PPS number. But then they sometimes come to us to know that we write a letter to get a service. It might be able to, if they're trying to get accommodation or whatever, and they're very surprised when we say, you know, we don't keep your PPS number, because we don't keep any personal information on people. But then for some of the people we would meet, people think that all homeless people are they label them, and many of the people we meet who are extremely honest and won't even go to get the service they're entitled to or look for the money they're entitled to. But many, then, when they go to get something, they're judged because they're homeless, and they're seen as not being trustworthy or that, which is absolutely appalling. So then, if they've lost their PPS number, are they going to be believed? And many wouldn't like going to the Garda station either, because some of them may have had their own difficulties with the guards in the past. So you have all of that. And we're hearing about the victims being the banks and the different people. Mind you, I must say that there's credit due to the man in the Bank of Ireland for detecting
sure
it.
Yeah.
But these poor homeless people, it is shocking that they should do that.